Go over to Chronicles. 1 Chronicles chapter 21. 1 Chronicles chapter 21. And this is the record of David, who wanted to build the temple, would not be able to build the temple, but is going to have opportunity to provide the monies, give the manpower in shape, and put all the materials there for the temple to be built. And hear the angel of the Lord, verse 18, 1 Chronicles chapter 21, verse 18. Then the angel of the Lord. Now that's another phrase. When you see the angel of the Lord, any place in Scripture, it's talking about Jesus Christ, the pre-incarnate appearance of Jesus Christ. He appears to David. He gives him instruction. He goes up on Mount Moriah to a threshing floor that Ornan the Jebusite had. He wants that threshing floor to offer sacrifice on. Ornan says, "I'll give it to you." He said, "No, I don't want it unless I pay for it." Literally, listen. He paid cash money for the most sacred piece of real estate now controlled or owned by the Jews, and they don't even control it today. By the way, Abraham purchased with his cash money the spot for his wife to be buried, himself to be buried in Hebron. It's the second most sacred spot. The first sacred, most sacred spot, the second most sacred spot purchased with cash money by the Jewish people and today controlled by the Islamic world. And so he purchases this threshing floor on Mount Moriah. Look over in 2 Chronicles chapter 3 as we trace through Jerusalem. 2 Chronicles chapter 3, verse 1. Then Solomon, David passes from the scene after serving as king of Israel for 40 years. Now his son Solomon comes to power. That was promised in the Davidic covenant, 2 Samuel chapter 7. Now in chapter 3 of 2 Chronicles, verse 1. Then Solomon began to build the house of the Lord. Took him 7.5 years, by the way, to build the house of the Lord. At Jerusalem in Mount Moriah. On this sacred piece of real estate. The past significance of the Temple Mount, of Mount Moriah, of Jerusalem was God had selected it for a special purpose. It was to build the house that would become known as the house of prayer, the house of gathering for those who wanted to worship Him. What about the present struggle? Go with me to Zechariah. I said just a moment ago, the book in the Bible that most deals with Jerusalem, using the term, the word, 52 times is the book of Zechariah. Out of 764 times, 52 of the times used, remember there are 66 books in the Bible, it's pretty significant. He talks about Jerusalem. He's going to give us information here in verse 2 and verse 3 of how it's going to be in the last days. Verse 2, "Behold, I will make Jerusalem a cup of trembling unto all the people round about when they shall be in the siege both against Judah and against Jerusalem. And in that day will I make Jerusalem a burdensome stone for all the people." What he says here, Zechariah 12, 2 and 3, "I will make Jerusalem a cup of trembling. I will make it a burdensome stone." This is apocalyptic literature. So you have to use other portions of Scripture to define or interpret the prophecy that's been given here. When he talks about Jerusalem becoming a cup of trembling, remember in Proverbs where it says you put the juice of the vine in the cup when it starts to move, it's alcoholic, do not touch it. Did you know priests were not allowed to drink alcoholic wine? Kings of Israel were not allowed to drink alcoholic wine. And they said, when it is moving in a cup, it is intoxicating, don't touch it. Now what's the application? Jerusalem shall become a cup of trembling. It will make those who have power over it intoxicated with that power. The first temple stood on the Temple Mount where that gold dome building is for 400 years. The second temple stood there for 600 years. That's a total of 1,000 years. You know how long that Dome of the Rock's been there on that sacred holy piece of real estate? 1,312 years. 312 years longer than the first and second temple combined. They are intoxicated with power. Yasser Arafat made a statement when President Bill Clinton in Jerusalem, I was there, I was as close as this lady from Bill Clinton, heard him say, "I want to go to the Temple Mount." And Yasser Arafat put his armed guards behind all seven gates of the Temple Mount, locked the gates, had Kalashnikov rifles in their hands, and said, "If anybody comes through that gate, you kill them. Nobody comes up here." unless I give them. And this backwater terrorist told the most powerful leader of the most powerful nation in the world, you can't come up there. Intoxicated with power. Go back to chapter 1 of Zechariah. Let me show you what God thinks about Jerusalem and what's going on. What he says about Jerusalem. Zechariah chapter 1. Verse 12, again, the angel of the Lord, Jesus Christ, appears to Zechariah, gives him some information. Verse 14, so the angel that communed with me said unto me, cry thou, saying, thus saith the Lord of hosts, I am jealous for Jerusalem and for Zion with great jealousy. Jerusalem and Zion, synonymous terms, same place. I am jealous. I love what the Hebrew interpretation basically is. I am aggressively possessive of Jerusalem. I'm aggressively possessive. Psalm 132 verses 13 and 14. I have chosen Jerusalem, my dwelling place to rest among my people forever. And he says, I am jealous for Jerusalem, aggressively possessive. Look at verse 15. And I am sore displeased with the heathen that are at ease. That could be better stated, that are securely arrogant on this spot. Securely arrogant. I was just a little displeased, he said, but then they really got me over the edge with what they're doing.